trying to make up some money?
Yeah, exactly. That's good. Jesus, big crowd. What's up, B?
Hey, you didn't beat him.
Good.
How was the health of Luke?
Good. He's going to try tomorrow, I believe. As long as he goes good tonight, and he's going to, I think he's cleared for live practice tomorrow.
So, what, you'll have him for Friday?
Hopefully. I mean, depend, you know, just depending on what happens tomorrow. I mean, that may be too soon. I don't know about the game, but if he goes through a practice, you know, hopefully.
If he's ready to play, will he start immediately?
We got a game tonight.
All right. What's up?
Delonte. Delonte.
Is not going to go.
Are we going to play 48 or?
Play a big chunk of it. Hopefully.
Damien, possibility?
No, there. Jelly.
Jelly?
Jelly will be the first backup, and then Damien.
Yeah.
If we go that deep.
Any thoughts on Jelly's ability to handle that? I mean, last year there was some talk of him at the point a little bit, but never really gotten on the court.
Looking forward with great anticipation. He looked good yesterday. Limited minutes. I think Delonte practiced a chunk of the practice. I don't think it happened until the end. So he didn't play. It wasn't like he did the whole practice, but he did some live stuff. So,
okay. Is he going to have an MRI on that?
No idea. He was at the doctor's yesterday, I think, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, after the effort that the team gave in this last sort of outing, did you talk about that at all? Because all season long, at least so far, that they played hard for you.
Yes, we did. We talked about it after the game, and we, I don't think we talked about it after that. Monday we just lifted and shot. But yesterday they went hard. We had a very good practice. I mean, I think they'll be fine. But yeah, I thought that was, we thought it was our most disappointing effort, particularly at home. So you know, hopefully we'll get back to what we've been play.
Are you just thinking that it was a aberration?
I don't know what to think, honestly. I don't know whether we were tired, whether we, you know, missed six or seven. I think we missed like seven layups in the first 5 minutes, and they hit some threes, and we just, you know, let's say the staff's divided. Half of the staff felt we just missed so many layups in such a short period of time, and they made threes, and we got behind, and it's like the air went out of the balloon. But the other half, myself included, thought that we were, because we weren't like ready, that's why we missed the layups, and that's why the whole thing happened. But it's, you know, it's academic at this point. But I didn't see it coming at all. I mean, I thought, you know, we were coming off a good performance, and the one thing I would say, to a large degree, is we've played hard and been competitive. Like, competitive, I mean, in terms of they've competed, but we were not on Sunday, for sure.
PJ, through your years of coaching, I'm sure you've gathered a certain checklist that is specific to you and what you want to see when your Portland team in your third year wins almost 50 games and you go on to Golden State, or even as an assistant with Pop in San Antonio. I'm sure you gathered your staff, or you and Pop after the game went through a little list and said, wow, we really hit our key points tonight. These were the four things we had to do. I guess my question is, how different is that checklist now?